Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 340 for Thursday, April 7th. I'm Phil France-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was lower Thursday, although conflicting outside factors did keep the market within a rather narrow range. Canola was 20 cents to $2 lower, the May contract only down 20 cents at the close at $482.70 per ton. On the one hand, losses in the Chicago soy complex did keep the bias pointed lower in canola, but weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive on the other side, and that countered much of the spillover selling pressure. Speculative short covering did account for some buying interest, with routine exporter and domestic crusher demand also underpinning the futures. However, steady farmer selling on the other side limited any attempts at breaking higher. The generally bearish tone in most outside financial and energy markets today also pressured values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both down, while corn was higher. Soybeans down 2 to 3 cents. Make that down 2 to 4 cents. The May contract down 4 at 904 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean exports of 420,000 tons did come in above trade expectations, and that did provide some support. But both soy meal and soy oil had disappointing weeks on the export front, with cancellations more than countering fresh business to result in net losses in soy oil sales. Ideas that some intended corn acres may go into soybeans instead in the U.S. were also bearish, as wet weather is expected to delay corn seedings in some parts of the U.S. Corn Belt. Wheat, it's down 2 to 7 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.57 per bushel. Export data was also soft for wheat, with net cancellations of 58,000 tons reported. Forecasts calling for relatively favorable weather across the U.S. winter wheat growing regions over the next few weeks were also bearish. Corn, meanwhile, was up 2 to 3 cents, the May contract up 3 at $3.61 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales of just under a million tons for old crop were solid. Ideas that U.S. corn acres may not hit the lofty levels forecast by the USDA last week were also supportive, with seeding delays in the Delta region already thought to be leading to some acreage shifts. However, expectations for record large crops out of South America limited the upside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, April 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France-Workington.